This meeting is now being recorded.
As we get started, all right, the recording is indeed working now. So good morning, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our Think with IRT meeting. My name is Fabien Bestremieux, with the Global Domains Division of ICANN. You've heard Ajugal Tekse right before me. She's a colleague of the Registry Services team, and she will be helping us with our calls. From the Adobe Connect, I see that we have, from the IRT, Mark Anderson, Roger Carney, Sarah Boki, Theo Gertz. Am I missing anyone? Okay, I'm not hearing anybody. We've received apologies from Amar. A few reminders before we jump into our discussion today. Make sure you mute your lines. You've seen that the meeting is recorded and will be transcribed. For the purpose of the transcript, please don't forget to state your name when you speak. And please use the please raise your hand through the Adobe Connect when you'd like to speak. So the purpose of our meeting today is to provide an opportunity for the Think with IRT to resume the discussion where we left it off in Dublin. And that is on the topic that was raised by Joe Waldron in relation to the transition of the .NET and the jobs from thin to thick, and in particular, how the IRT should approach the implementation of the policy recommendation considering recent legal developments in the EU and in Russia. I think he cited those examples. And as you may recall, we sent a follow-up email, which I'm just going to display here for as a reminder, on this topic and requesting IRT members' thoughts on this, and we've received a confirmation from a couple of IRT members that they would like to discuss this further. So really, this is for IRT member to discuss. So maybe would anybody like to start the discussion on this topic? Can I maybe suggest that Mark, if you don't mind, you remind the point that Joe raised during our meeting in Dublin, and maybe for others to take it from there?
Sure. Thank you, Fabian. This is Mark Anderson from VeriSign. Unfortunately, Joe is on a plane, and so he wasn't able to make the call today, so I will do a poor Joe Waldron imitation here. And as Fabian said, Joe brought this up at the IRT meeting in Dublin. His question was it was more around the fact that we have sort of a shifting landscape a little bit. There's been additional developments with EU privacy, data privacy laws in Russia and around the world. And his question is, does this change things at all, I think? Considering, the changing environment of data privacy laws and what that means to registries and registrars that by their very nature have to contain personally identifiable information, do the changes or does the changes in current environment warrant another look and see if that that changes things, and if so, if not, what does that mean to the IRT? Does that impact what an implementation plan or policy should look like? So, forgive me. I think that's a rather poor Joe Waldron imitation, but it's maybe tease things off a little bit.
Thank you, Mark. Would anybody like to comment? I see that Theo is providing a check mark. Theo, would you like to go ahead?
Sorry, Fabienne, I was messing around with my other PC here. I think that Joe teed up a nice little discussion topic there. And with the new European Data Access Protection Act being effective somewhere next year, it will make it extremely hard for European registrars to move on with this part. If it's a matter of within the IRT, I don't think so. I think it's more of a legal matter that European registrars will have to face. And speaking from myself here as a Dutch registrar, the way things are looking now, it shouldn't be too hard to come up with an obligation there to comply with our Data Protection Act that we have, or the data protection laws that come up. Though that is given the situation now, and when the transition will actually happen, if we go with a timeline within a few years from now, it will become more harder for us to tackle this issue. And I wouldn't be surprised if we will require consent from all the registrants. But on the other hand, it also depends on if it will be a technical legal discussion. Because from one point of view, you could actually argue that we are just changing some hardware here in a different location. But it will be a legal discussion. But I'm not sure if it should be part of this discussion for the IRT. I think the IRT just should move on. And any legal ramifications, boundary barriers, we'll have to take that when they show up, when we do the actual migration. I don't think this group can anticipate on it. Thank you.
Roger, maybe since you had replied to the email we sent, may I ask if you could share your perspective on the issue? And I don't mean to put you on the
spot. Can you guys hear me? This is Roger.
We can hear you well.
Perfect. I guess with the landscape changing, I think it's just good to talk about it and maybe – you'll hit it right, and maybe it doesn't belong here. I guess, is there someone that can provide a little background? I wasn't involved in it, and maybe not too many people on the call were, but on why the requirement was for THIC. And I don't want a long description, and I don't want to hash out all the discussions, but, you know, kind of the meat of why it was felt we should be THIC.
Do we have in the IRT participants that were in the PDP? Mark, I don't mean to put you on the spot again. If I recall correctly, you were involved. Maybe if I can just contribute and without my notes, readily accessible, I think there were a number of reasons, rationale, why this was considered. So maybe while I'm looking for those, if we want to list those, if Mark, you'd like to provide an overview, would you mind?
This is Mark again. I'm sort of in the same boat as you. I think I'd have a hard time, properly answering that question without looking back at my notes, to try and answer it at a high level, I think a lot of the discussion of the PDP was, why wouldn't we be THIC? I think it was why wouldn't all registries be THIC? And, there was some analysis of, pros and cons. I think the feeling of the PDP was that there weren't any, substantive reasons why they
why we all registries wouldn't go thick, and there may be some advantages. One of the advantages listed was having the data, having the registration data, domain registration data in multiple places, provided some advantages. I think some people felt it leveled the playing field a little bit. There weren't any, maybe clear reasons why, it was an advantage or disadvantage to a registry to be thin or thick. But I think there was a general feeling that having everybody the same was certainly preferable to having differences. Those are a few that come to mind off the top of my head. But again, that's sort of going off of memory. Fabian, did I buy you enough time to look up notes?
Yeah. Thank you, Mark. You did, actually. Thank you so much. I do have my notes now on the screen, and it's actually a slide that we had shared a while back, so maybe I could try to upload this. Let me share that and make it more remote participant-friendly. Just going to load that slide deck that we used then. So it's this one here. So this is from the ICANN LA meeting. So I believe that ICANN 51. Sorry, it's taking a bit of time to load. And so it's a slide that tried to summarize the deliberation of the PDP that were inserted into the final report. So you'll see that we have a list of bullets. Let me go to that slide. So here, can everybody see the slide now? Can somebody confirm that they can see the slide on the other?
Yeah, we can see it.
Yeah. Okay, great, excellent. So these were the various reasons why the CQIS recommendation was considered. So an improved response consistency, improved stability through the increased availability of the data in several places. Not only the registrar, but the registry and their respective escrow service provider, improved access of WHOIS data, because it was discussed that the WHOIS service may be in general more accessible or more reliably accessible at the registries and the registrars. I think that was the rationale. And this was evaluated against some considerations such as data protection, because the notion of CQIS would not add any issues on top of the ones that are already known. There was certainly consideration of privacy issues, and that's why there is recommendation number 3. The cost impacts were considered not to be overly burdensome. There were a series of effects to look at whether it would be detrimental or not. It wasn't considered to be in terms of data synchronization, nor on the notion of authoritativeness on the data. It would provide a level playing field for competition between registry providers. No substantive detrimental effect on the existing WHOIS applications. We've mentioned the advantage of having more copies of the escrow data. There was this consideration of the Port 43 WHOIS requirements, which we discussed in our last meeting. Does that answer your question as providing a bit of background on why this recommendation, Roger?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's great information. And again, I'm sure there was a little bit of discussion on the cost impacts, because I can't imagine this will be all that inexpensive for VeriSign, but that being true, I think that several people here have already said maybe this isn't the right place, but I'm wondering where that right place would be to bring this up, and if that's possibly in the new RDS discussions. that seem like a reasonable place for people?
Is there anybody on the call today or in the IRT that's been involved in the RDS discussion so far?
Hi, Fabien.
Yes.
This is for Roger. Where do you want to have this discussion about RDS, within the IRT or within the RDS? Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It's hard because it's one of the chicken egg kind of things, right? I mean, a year from now we're going to be so far down this path, and RDS may not be, you know, looking at it realistically. It may be a moot point for RDS to look at it because everybody will be thick by then. But going forward, does it make sense that everybody's thick looking at, you know, the data issues globally?
Yes, this is Fio again for the record. And you're right there, Roger. And there's a lot of unanswered questions there. And it is a chicken or the egg thing. And the same goes for RDAP. I mean, there is a possibility that if we start from scratch with the RDS thing, that a couple of things that are being decided right now or being worked at will be moot at some point or will never be implemented. But that has been considered by the GNSO, I think, and we're still moving forward. Thank you.
Okay. That's fair.
So am I understanding from the conversation so far that one option for the IRT moving forward would be to observe what's going on with the evolution of the data protection legal frameworks as well as the RDS CDP policy development and adjust implementation of TICUIS and in particular the transition from TIN to TIC. Depending on the evolution of those other areas?
I think it's a good assessment.
Yeah, I agree there, Fabian. This is Theo again. And, yeah, there is just no telling where we're going with this. I mean, and that is actually the weakness in the entire thing. There is a possibility that everything we come up here with as a solution will be non-existent when the guys from the PDP for the RDS come up with something different. And when you look at something like the privacy requirements for RDS, if there is really a baseline comparable to the European Data Protection Act, then there's going to be a whole new ball game there, or where the data is being actually stored. I mean, will it still be at the registry or won't it be? At this current setup, it looks like there will be two places, at the registrar and at the RDS itself or within the registry itself. But I don't have a global overview here where we're going with this. So it's a really complex matter here. Thank you.
Is there anybody on the call that may have a differing opinion or view, or that would like to react to this option that's being discussed of observing what's happening in the environment before moving forward with the implementation of TICUIS and the transition from TIN to TIC?
Well, Fabien, I got one more comment.
Sure, please go ahead, Theo.
We also got to keep in mind that the RDS still has a long way to go. I mean, maybe 2020, if at best. So we could be looking at a very, well, we already know it's going to be a very long PDP. So there's absolutely no telling when that's going to be finished. And if we look at the good things the FICWIS brings, then it's definitely a path to go forward anyways. At least that's my opinion. Thank you.
Oh, so Theo, are you saying that another option would be to consider that the time frame being so different, and given the value that the community can gain from ThinkWiz, we shouldn't wait and we may want to still forge ahead? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anything that we can learn from here or in the community, I mean, that's a good thing. At least that's my opinion. But of course, that is my opinion only as a registrar who likes to work with registries who have a FICWIS. So that's just that opinion. But I think it could be valuable to other PDPs also and the community itself. Thank you.
I see that Roger's typing. So Roger is also in support of potentially this other option to move forward with our heads up. Okay, are there any other comments or suggestions? I'd be interested to get your perspective on how you would see this option working out, that is, moving forward with our heads up. What do you see as being milestones, and what would be the consequences on the timeline we should expect to be able to follow in moving forward? Do you think that we could find a path for implementation with our heads up in the next few months? Do you think that it would take longer? I'd be interested to have your perspective on that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Roger. Absolutely. I think that moving forward is, let's get a plan in place. And when we have, you know, something that everybody's more or less at least agreeing on to move forward with as a implementation, we take a look at that time, which may be, I don't know, 4 or 5 months from now, realistically, when we come to agreement on how to move forward, and take a look at that time and say, you know, has the landscape really tilted any which way? And if not, and again, looking, like Theo said, realistically years from now for RDS, you know, continuing to move forward is my guess is to implement thick, so. But I think just taking that one checkpoint when the plan has been laid out before we actually start executing on the plan.
So if I remember correctly from our discussion in Dublin, I can't remember precisely if it was you, Roger, or Jody, who shared the idea that existing registration and transitioning those from thin to thick might take a very long time because of issues around the quality of the data. I remember one of you taking the example of how long it took to complete that process for .org. So how would you see that? Like, what do you think a realistic time frame for implementation would be from that perspective? If we had a plan and where to implement the plan.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And hopefully we break this down so that we can control those disparate, I guess, paths, you know, new registrations, I don't know, expired registrations, renewals, and look at those as different, you know, opportunities to affect the thick piece. I think realistically, new registrations, I don't think would be too difficult for VeriSign or the registrars. difficult, I suppose, in quotes here, air quotes. But, you know, the ongoing registrations, the 120 million, or Mark, correct me how many you guys actually have, will take quite a while. And honestly, I could see 3-5 years of going through the data. So.
Thanks, Roger. I think that's helpful. And so before I move down the queue, are you suggesting that we may want to consider somehow of a phased implementation where through time we would progressively transition different sets of data to THIC sequentially in a sense? So let's say in a year's time we may only have all the new registration transition, and in a longer time frame of, as you said, 3 to 5 years, we may have the other types of registration. Is that what you're suggesting?
I think that's a really realistic approach to it. I'm not saying that's what we're going to end at, but I think that we have to look at that as a possibility.
Okay. Thanks. Mark, would you like to go ahead?
Yes, Mark. I agree with Roger. Migrating in the backfill of data for existing registrations presents different and more complicated challenges, both technically and legally, than sort of a cutover to requiring thick data for new registrations. I think they're very different challenges. I definitely recommend and suggest that we handle those two as separate paths. I think they're different challenges and we'll have different timelines, and we should take parallel tracks with the two of them.
Okay, thanks Mark. Yeah, I remember you making a point during our Devlin meeting and even before. Theo, would you like to go ahead?
Yeah, thank you. This is Theo for the transcript. I totally agree with Roger's timeline and the approach that Mark just suggested. This will take a long time, and we will face technical issues, and we will face legal issues. So those are two different tracks from my point of view there. Thank you.
Thanks, Theo. So I think the legal issues, at least we had an assessment of those in the legal review memo, and I'd be interested to hear maybe Mark and Roger if they could provide some examples of the type of issues we may face. So I think you've referred on several instances to those difficulties with existing registration and the quality of the data. But I didn't personally quite understand in the details the type of data quality issues that we may face and that will have as a consequence prolonging the implementation of several years. So if you could share some example, I would certainly appreciate.
I'm sorry, Fabian. This is Mark. Is your question about the technical or legal?
Yeah,
or both?
Technical. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry if I wasn't clear. Yeah, I meant to refer to the technical issues, and in particular, in relation to the quality of data, the reasons why it would be difficult and it will take time to get the data sorted out.
Okay. I can start, but Roger's perhaps better place to answer that than I am. But this is particularly challenging for registrations that predate the existing shared registry SRS ecosystem that exists today. In that, especially with older registrations, the data that was captured for those registrations is not necessarily, consistent with with how it was captured and labeled, with registrations today.
And I think it's often referred to as normalizing the data. The data before the data captured in older registrations isn't necessarily normalized to look like the data captured in the registry today. I guess the example that was brought up when we met in Dublin was for those older registrations on the .org transition, it took it took a lot of time, and in some cases it requires a person to look at each of those registrations and go, okay, this is the zip code. The zip code goes here. This is the telephone number. Okay, the telephone number goes here. It's I don't know, Roger, if you can take a shot at that, but I guess that's my first stab at it.
Thanks, Mark. Roger, would you like to go ahead?
Yeah, this is Roger. I think Mark was actually being kind of nice about the slightly non-compliant, when we look at history. I mean, you go back in time and early on, some of those registrations, have an email address, and that may be all that you can really get out of the contact. There may be some information in the address blocks, but it's all garbled. Transfers, historically, transfers have resulted in really bad data. And again, all the WHOAs work and the consistency on the WHOAs that, our group has gone through, a lot of those things have helped in transfers. But, back in the day when we were doing transfers, we would try to get the information automatically, and, fields were scrambled, half the data wasn't available, and things like that. So how many of those, I can't actually say. We've talked about doing some of that analysis. We just haven't done it yet, so.
Yeah, thank you, Mark and Roger. And I think, Roger, it's interesting that you're referencing the idea of doing some analysis, because that might be, at some point, as we work to try to define an implementation path, it would probably be interesting to have a rough idea of the proportions involved, so that we can reflect that in our expectations for implementation. So I hope that we can integrate that into our future work.
This is Roger. Yeah, and we'll definitely be doing some of that. And we can provide this group, at least some abstracted high-level analysis of those things. So.
Yeah, thanks. I think that would be very helpful. Theo, would you like to go ahead?
Yeah, I just want to echo what just being said here. We must not trifle the inaccuracy that might exist with current and at least all the data. We did a transition from a CCT dealer registry who became a registrar to our platform. That was a couple of years ago. That took actually a lot of work, because especially the older data was inconsistent and needed manual review a lot of times. And we are now 2 years later, and the registry who took over that registry, they are still dealing with the inaccuracies there. And this is not a huge registry. We're talking about a few hundred K domain names here, and that registry is still struggling to get all the data correct. And it's just a boatload of work, so this is not something easy at all. So, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Theo, for sharing. I think that again is a very interesting perspective, and which to me reinforces the attention we should put into getting a sense of the reality that we will need to face. Mark, I see you're in the queue.
Yes, Mark again. You asked sort of the scope. One of the things that I thought I'd mention is, we'll probably, you know, spend, you know, 90% of the work on, you know, 10% of the domains, you know, or, you know, some, you know, I made up that number, right? But, you know, I imagine, you know, the vast majority of these will not have problems. You know, but, you know, all, you know, it's the ones that do have problems that, you know, we're going to have challenges with and, you know, are going to take some time and, you know, with that volume of registrations, you know, if you have to resort to manual intervention, it's just going to take some time. You know, so I don't want to, you know, well, this is going to be a, you know, a considerable amount of work and, you know, we shouldn't underestimate that. You know, it's also, you know, I don't want to paint sort of a doom and gloom picture. You know, probably the vast majority will not have issues. You know, but I think, you know, as all of us are aware, you know, we spend, you know, most of our time on the few that do have issues and, you know, that's where the, you know, the challenge will be. So just, you know, we want to be cognizant of that and make sure we're setting, you know, realistic goals and expectations, you know, and you know that, you know, there will be these challenges as we go through it.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. And I think I can relate to the Pareto law, right? It reminds me of some classes, right? Roger, I see you're in the queue.
Yeah, this is Roger. I think we ought to record down Mark's percentage and see how close he was in about 5 years.
Fair enough.
But just to add on, you know, Mark brings up the fact of some manual intervention. And yeah, definitely, I think we'll have to have people actually looking at certain things. And I think it even goes, you know, it gets a little more complicated than not just people looking at them, but then making contact, phone calls, emails out to the registrants to actually obtain the information as well. So, you know, yes, manual intervention, but also a lengthy process of, you know, contacting all the registrants.
And it seems that that's where also there is a connection with the need to potentially require consent, the notion of being able to reach the registrant. Theo, would you like to speak?
Yeah, just to add up on that, it's actually manual intervention on the registrar part that's probably be going to be a headache also. I mean, because after all, we got to chase down the data, and in our case for the registrar I'm working for, we're working with resellers. That can be a lengthy process, and so that's something to take in mind when it comes to timelines, because if we're talking about a 10%, that 10% can be a very long time if we got to chase down for all these registrants, for all our resellers. So that's something that's going to be quite a challenge. And there's also this moving target that's the legal part of it, because if we do require consent from the registrant to move the data to a FICOIS, that can be quite challenging also if we discover that registrants cannot be reached for some reason. So that's going to be quite a challenge also. But like I said earlier on, that is a moving target and that is not in scope with its of this group, but it's still something to take in consideration when you're talking about timelines to actually finish this, because 3-4 years could be even longer. Over to you.
Yeah, thank you, Theo. Thank you for sharing again your perspective. I see that, Roger, you see how the hand raised. Is this a new hand?
Sorry, old hand.
Okay. Thanks. Are there any other comments on this? On the potential challenges of the path that I understand the participants are considering, that is moving forward with our heads up, moving forward with identifying an implementation path and setting expectations as to how long it would take?
Fabien, I don't have a, this is Theo again, I don't have the answer to that, but what is crossing my mind though, if we are looking at the legal implications here, and maybe somebody from Verisign can answer this, is there maybe a possibility that we just gonna, when we do the transition, that the data is actually stored on some European servers here? I mean, we are accredited with the Russian registry, and one of the obligations is that we have to store the data in Russia itself. So we've set up a plan there how we just make sure that the registration data is there, so we comply with the Russian registry there. And I was just, and I'm throwing this just out here, is it maybe an ID we just come up with some kind of recommendation there, or maybe get the ID moving to make sure that for the European registrars we have a European solution here, so we can avoid all these legal hassles? Just throwing it out there. Thank you.
Thanks, Theo. Mark, would you be able to contribute some thoughts to this?
This is Mark. I can try. I don't think I have the answer there. I wish I did. I could probably make a lot of money. But you raise a very good point. About the Russian privacy laws. I think that was one of the things that Joe was trying to raise. We're bringing it full circle. I guess that's where Fabian started the meeting. The Russian Federation laws are perhaps some of the most restrictive we've seen so far. In that PII data, may not be allowed to leave the Russian Federation at all. And so how do we handle that scenario? I wish I had an answer for that. That's certainly outside of my league. But when Roger's talking about keeping our heads up, I think that's we're words in Roger's mouth. I think that's the kind of thing we need to keep an eye on that. Make sure we're staying abreast of those developments and understanding how it impacts the IRT and what we need to do about it.
Thanks, Mark. And I believe this was an option that was considered in the legal review memo, this notion of a regional Whois data store. This could be an area that the IRT explores further as part of the defining an implementation plan. So we have about a bit more than 10 minutes left. Can I maybe throw out a question to the IRT as to what you believe should be the next steps on this particular topic of moving forward on the implementation plan of the transition? Could you please share your expectations as to what, as an IRT, should be done to move that forward? Mark, would you like to go ahead, please?
Thank you, Fabian. This is Mark. I guess from my perspective, I think there's support for taking a dual path approach. One track for existing registrations and one track for new registrations. I would suggest that sort of the next steps of the IRT would be to take to head down those tracks and start
you know, firming up what it looks like for registries and registrars, you know, for, you know, the one track transition, you know, from you know, thick data not being required, you know, not only not required, it's not allowed, to, you know, transitioning to requiring thick data, at the time of registration. And then sort of a second track that would look at, okay, what does the migration and, you know, backfill, for existing registrations look like? So, you know, I guess that's sort of, you know, in my view, that's what I would see sort of next steps be, is going down those two tracks and start defining what that looks like to registries and registrars in particular.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Thanks for sharing your perspective. Roger?
Yeah, this is Roger. I agree with Mark. I think that's at least the thing that's right in front of us that we can, you know, get working on to keep this moving. I think that, you know, we're not going to get much done the rest of this year. We should pull back together early next year after the holidays and just get regular meetings started again so we can start working down these two paths.
Sounds good, yeah. Thanks, Roger. What type of regularity are you thinking about?
We should have to do this at least monthly. I don't know if people want to do it more often than that.
Any opinions on the regularity? I see, Theo, you have a check mark, but that might have been to Mark's proposal of the two tracks.
I agree with both Mark and Roger there. We should do this more. Get a pulse on it.
Okay. Any other specific opinions on the regularity of our meetings when we gather again during the new year? After the new year, sorry. Okay. So I think we have Mark that's suggesting on the chat that we is in agreement with Roger, and it should at least be a monthly periodicity. So we can certainly set that up and get started on those two paths as you suggested, Mark. Would anybody like to raise any additional topics that we may not have discussed? Not hearing anybody and not seeing any hands raised. So maybe before ending our meeting and giving you some time back, just wanted to remind you that we have our draft consistent labeling and display policy, consensus policy for public comments. The end date for the public comments is set to 18 December, so we'll be expecting comments. We haven't received any so far. And we'll certainly keep you appraised of what we are seeing in the public comment period, with summaries, et cetera. So we will keep you posted on that. Did I say, Ajugal is telling me that I might have said 18 December, and I did mean 18 January of 2016. Sorry about that. And thank you, Ajugal. So on that note, and unless anybody would like to make final remarks on our call today, we will leave it at that and reconvene in the new year. And in the meantime, if we don't talk before, I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Yeah, same to you.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much for your time.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.